The Olympic sponsor village in Turin, Italy, is a mini amusement park where visitors to the Fiat car company can play foosball. And at the Coca-Cola exhibit, people can try to score a goal. Corporate sponsorship of the Olympics is now an accepted part of the games. Andrew Colo from Canada, who has been to 8 Olympics, says commercialism is good for the Olympics.
It does make it too commercial, but, you know, at the same time, without them, we wouldn't have the events that we have, and we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have the world-class events that we have, and that lets the athletes compete at the highest caliber they can.
One of the major sponsors of the Olympics is GE, General Electric, which is paying between $40 and $60 million to be associated with the Winter Games in Turin. GE owns NBC, the exclusive U.S. broadcaster of the Olympics, and recoups some of its cost by providing over 620 electrical generators and lighting for all the Olympic venues. At the sponsor village, GE visitors can take a virtual ride through the human heart. GE's director of global marketing, Matthias Henson, says this ride and much of its marketing uses the public interest in the Olympics to sell itself as a leader in sports-related healthcare technology.
The Olympics is the biggest event, sports event in the world. We are a very large infrastructure company, so we believe that our products and services could be very valuable for the game.
At the Samsung exhibit, Italian ski legend Alberto Tomba signs autographs. While there, visitors can try out the South Korean company's newest mobile phones and cameras. Samsung's Louis Kim says the company is hoping to increase public trust in its products by aligning itself with the established and respected Olympic movement.
Obviously, we might not be able to get the return right overnight, but we believe that this has to be the Samsung's long-term commitment to the worldwide consumers that we serve. And then over time, we'd like to build the consumer's affinity over our brand.
While the cost of sponsoring the Olympics may seem excessive, these companies are competing in a global market. And as advertisers will tell you, you have to spend money to make money. In Turin, Italy, Brian Padden, VOA News.